Shalom Aleichem. Our question today is, when it comes to the Malava Malka, is this only on Motzei Shabbos as we've been discussing, or Motzei Yontif as well, when Yontif doesn't fall on Shabbos, and you had a Yontif and you're coming out of Yontif and you had Avdallah, should you sit down as well and have a Malava Malka? So let's just hark back to two of the reasons. There are a number of reasons for the Malava Malka, but two of the reasons, one we said is to Malava Shabbos. That is the Malava Malka. We are escorting the Queen of Shabbos out, and that is could be just because it's Shabbos, not is because it is Yontif. But on the other hand, if the concept there is the cover that we want to show to Shabbos, maybe we have the same thing as it applies to Yontif as well. The second reason that we brought is that there is the luz, that is the bone or the limb that the body has that benefits solely from the Su'ud of Malach V'malka. We brought in the name of the Turin Beis Yosef, quoting the Shiboli Aleket, that Aver Echad Yesh Ba'adam, we have that one limb, that Aver. Typically, it's called a bone, and it's called the luz. He brings another name, Nascho, he calls it. Menishar Kayam Ad Eis Hatchia, and that is what is going to stay around. Even if the body and the bones, they decay, that bone will stick around, the luz. Vizayver Eino Nehene Rag Misudas Malavamak, and that bone will only benefit from the Malavamak. And that is why on Motzei Shabbos, in order to give chiyus, to give life and energy to that bone, that is why we have the Malavamak. So we could argue that is only Motzei Shabbos as well. So the poskim, let's look at the poskim on this, and I'm reading now in the Sefer Seder Malavo Malka. He says as follows, that the Sudas Malavo Malka ain't a noheget ela bamoche yuntif. It is only noheg. The default is we have a Malaga Malka on Shabbos, but is not noheg. So the Sudas Malavo Malka ain't a noheg, it's bamoche yuntif. We don't have it on Motzei Yontif. That is the default. It's for Shabbos. It's not for Yontif. Coming out of Shabbos, we have the Malava Malka. Coming out of Yontif, we don't have the Malava Malka. Having said that, he does bring an opinion that it's not only for Shabbos, but it is for Yontif as well. And we'll go through the footnote on this, 3 to 4 points. Number one is the Divrei Yechezkel HaChadosh. That's a sefer. Divrei Yechezkel HaChadosh brings as follows. For in the name Mevi Shemekubal B'Shem HaGaon HaSar Shalomi Bells. So it is accepted that the Sar Shalom HaBells said as follows, La'asot Suda B'chol Motzei Yontif, that you should have the Malava Malka on Motzei Yontif, just like on Shabbos. And in fact, there is a different name for that, as we mentioned in the past. When it comes to Motzei Shabbos, it's called the Suda of David HaMelech. When it comes to Motzei Yontif, it's called the Suda of Shlomo HaMelech. But regardless, we would still have it. So that is point number one. Point number two, the Orchas Rabbeinu brings that the Chazon Ish himself would eat a Malava Malka not only on Motzei Shabbos, but Motzei Yontif as well, and he would cite the Siddur of Rav Emdin that said you should have Malava Malka not only on Shabbos, but Yontif as well. That is point number two. Point number three, in the Sefer Pnini HaGriz, it brings that somebody asked the Griz Mibrisk, is there an obligation to have Malava Malka on Motzei Yontif as well? And he responded, Eini Odei Alam Alo, I don't know why not. In other words, he is saying, I don't see a reason why we should not have a Malava Malka on Motzei Yontif, just like a Motzei Shabbos. And this is point number three. Number four, it's kind of a continuation of the Griz. And he cited the Rambam in Hilchas Yontif, who said as follows, Kishem Shemitzvah Lechabit Shabbos Ula'anga, just like when it comes to Shabbos, there's a mitzvah of Kavod and Oneg, Kach Kol Yamim Tovim, the same thing applies when it comes to Yontifs, because they are called Likdosh Hashem Mechubad, that also that we should be showing Kavod to them, so there's a din of Oneg and Kavod as well, and especially if the Malava Malka is because of Kavod Shabbos, that we're escorting the Shabbos out of Kavod, we see based on this Rambam that the Inyanim, the Halachas of Kavod, apply not only to Shabbos, but Yontif as well, and just like the Malava Malka applies to Shabbos, it would apply to Yontif as well. So there we have it, bottom line. We have two different views. The default would be the Malava Malka is for Shabbos, not Yontif, but obviously we have some prominent views saying that it applies not only to Shabbos, but to Yontif as well. Have a wonderful day.